Understanding the stigma and the science of mental health is the focus of a new exhibit at Boston's Museum of Science. The artist behind the exhibit, Linda Cottrell, says she wants people to be aware that almost 10 million Americans live with a serious mental illness. Recently, Cottrell showed us around the exhibit, which includes photos, videos, and displays of the brain.
Every person on the planet experiences things like depression and anxiety during their life. And what I'm trying to do is say that there isn't an us and them.
In this exhibit, you've got some paintings on the side here. Yep. And then you've got these incredible photos of all different sizes lining much of the walls of the exhibit. Let's talk about the photos because they're so striking. What are these photos supposed to represent, and what is the style of the way the subjects were photographed supposed to represent?
The 99 faces wall. There's 33 people with symptoms of schizophrenia, 33 people with symptoms of bipolar illness, and 33 people who love them. And there are no labels. These are portraits that really show individuals who live with symptoms and are living a very normal life, are loved, are talented. I have doctors, lawyers, 6 people who have achieved level of PhD despite their symptoms. But we don't often talk about those people. We think that often when someone has bad symptoms that they are not able to live within the community, and that's really untrue.
Former Governor Dukakis and his wife Kitty are on the wall?
Yes. Part of wanting to do this exhibit was, you know, we have champions in every walk of life now. People who have lost limbs and they're still a champion. They're dancing with the stars. They're doing all kinds of things. It's going to sound strange, but where are the champions of schizophrenia? Where are the champions of depression or of mental health? Well, the first one that I looked to was Mike and Kitty Dukakis, because they were out early and saying, you can still have a fulfilled life. She was very brave to come out, and she's
about her depression.
Her intense and debilitating depression. And she has overcome that, and she speaks out so that others will feel like if they're experiencing it, they can come forward.
In the center of the exhibit, there's something else. Can you describe the sculpture that's in the center of this exhibit?
So it's the name of the sculpture is The Spectrum. We're all on it somewhere. The base is drawn from ancient charts that were used to, from 700 BC, to try to determine what was going on with someone's mental health. It's called the four temperaments, or the four humors. And people believed it was based on influenced by planets and influenced by an animal being involved in someone's spirit. And that was used for like almost 2,000 years. On top of it, I have the more scientific understanding of everyone's mental health, which is I have these sort of see-through shapes, and I pour it on top of them in colors across this clear plexiglass that is very organically shaped to say these illnesses are not linear. There are moments of clarity, and they can change over time.
So what about you? Did your own personal experiences inspire you to do this?
Yes, I had a young family member who fell at the age of onset to developing some symptoms. But also, I lost my father and my brother, both to bipolar illness. They both had a completed suicide. So, you know, it's sort of like when you experience those things, you want to see what you can do to change things so that others are not feeling like they can't go for treatment. But I'm hoping that people that have a family member that has developed symptoms can come and see that life can be good. And it's not anything that the family did.
Well, Linda, thanks so much for showing us around.
My pleasure. Thanks for your interest in this topic.
Linda Cottrell is the artist who created the exhibit Many Faces of Our Mental Health. It's at the Museum of Science in Boston through February 11th. You can see some photos from the exhibit at our website, wbur.org.